with the surge in what's known as pandemic pets. These are all animals who were adopted and brought into homes while we were quarantining in 2020 and 2021. And with the increase in pandemic pets, has created a huge demand for quality pet care services. And where can one go to receive such services? Joining me now on the RNJ Morning Program is Joanne Morris. She's the vice president of the Morris Animal Inn, who recently announced the expansion of a brand new luxury pet care facility, which is located in Montville. Joanne, good morning. It's Burt Barron, RNJ Radio. How are you doing today?
Good morning. I'm wonderful. Thank you.
We love our pets. They really are extensions of our family. I consider my pets and my cats to be part of my family. I don't think I'm alone in that thinking, Joanne, am I?
No, not at all. I mean, they are our furry babies, and we are pampering them these days.
And when it comes to taking care of our pets, we want to make sure that they have the best of everything. And before we talk about your second location, what could people want to know about the first location in case they weren't familiar with the Morris Animal Inn? How did it get started, and what kind of services have you been offering there?
Sure. Well, we are a family-owned business. I think a lot of people don't realize that I am third generation, and my daughter's involved in fourth generation. So we have decades of pet care experience and been highly recommended by veterinarians in the area for years and years. So we have really established ourselves, and we have an amazing staff that are dedicated. We really invest a lot in staff training to assure that we're providing the best services. So we're offering lodging, daycare, training, and grooming services. So we're kind of a one-stop, place for your pet and all your needs.
Really excellent. Did the need for the second location, Joanne, just come from your first place? You're like, we need more room. We need to have some more space because we've got such a demand for our services here. We need somewhere else. And this is what led you to the new place in Montville?
Yeah, absolutely. We were looking, particularly prior to the pandemic, it was lodging when people were traveling. But now after the pandemic, the daycare and grooming service and training demand has also expanded. So yes, absolutely. And we were looking to service, another part of Morris County. People were traveling for quite a distance to come for our services.
Excellent. And your new place, 14,000 square feet, you really offer everything for dogs and cats there. And it seems like such a demand also for quality and for proven pet training. People love to have pets, but the training process, sometimes people don't really have a firm grasp on. Being able to offer pet training, I think, is such a great thing as well. Is there a big demand for that service from you?
There is, and we really focus on the good pet. Everybody just wants a well-mannered pet that we can live harmoniously with. So we help, we're here to help you reinforce that. It takes time, and it takes reinforcement, and all of our services, we can incorporate that to help you with a well-behaved pet.
My guest this morning on the RNJ Morning Program is Joanne Morris. She's the vice president of Morris Animal Inn and recently announcing an expansion, a brand new luxury pet care facility, which is located in Montville. So now there are two locations in Morris County with the Morris Animal name Morris Animal Inn name, so that you can trust your pet to go to. Sometimes just like a day kind of service, Joanne, someone could drop a pet off in the morning and we make sure we splurge them and we meet all their needs and give them almost like a day spa sort of experience, and then they go back home at night. You have a service like that?
We do, and it's really interesting because prior to the pandemic, it was really people going to work, right? And they didn't want to leave their pet at home alone all day. So we would offer, group play. We would socialize your pet, play with them, and make sure they had their lunch and their walks throughout the day. But after the pandemic, we're finding that the demand is even higher, more so just for the socialization. The pets haven't been exposed to different environments, other dogs. So they're seeking us out more as an enrichment for their pet and to expand the pet's activities and outside experiences, as well as training. We incorporate training in those day visits as well.
I love it. And I think pampering was the word I was looking for, because the pets are really pampered when they spend some quality time at either of your locations there, which is really awesome. Services for cats. What can you do for a cat? I can't get my cat to do anything. they sit on my chair. I can't have breakfast. They sit in my chair in the living room. I can't watch TV. You offer services for cats too, right?
Yeah, and I think we're really unique. We have luxury suites that, and they're really beautiful. If you get a chance just to stop in and see, they have windows overlooking our lobby. We have a fish tank in our Morristown location. We also take them on kitty walks, stroller rides, so they're safe and secure. But, you know, I think people forget the cats seem like easy. You can leave them with food and water for the weekend. But if you're going on a week's vacation, your pet needs that pampering and that interaction as well. One of the things I love to watch is we put little iPads with games and they chase little mice and make artwork. And we really try to make it an enrichment experience and simulate the home environment as much as we can.
Cat artwork. That's something I have to see how exactly that works out. Now I'm really intrigued. Maybe I'll treat my cats to a getaway weekend at one of your locations in the near future.
Yeah, we have couches for them, too.
Oh, they're really going to be spoiled now, definitely. Joanne, where can someone go to get some more information about either or both of your locations?
You can go to our website, which is morrisanimalinn.com, or you can always call one of our reservation specialists. Be happy to help you at 973-539-0377.
It's almost like they have their own concierge. I really like this. Excellent stuff.
Every pet's different, so we want the pet to have their own experience.
Excellent stuff. Enjoyed our conversation. Joanne Morris, Vice President of Morris Animal Inn, congratulations on the second location, and keep pampering our well-deserved pets, and hope you have a great month of March, and hopefully we could talk again soon.
Great. Thank you so much. Have a great day.